Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Hey, I don't know if you guys, are you listening to the show? I know you check the show notes, but did I tell you guys I got a lordship?
Yeah, yeah,
I did see that.
Okay. Yes, you own an entire square foot of Scotland.
Indeed, yeah.
I clicked through that link because I'm like, well, if he's going to be a lord, maybe I should be one too.
Lord Richie Rich. Lording that over you.
Lord Peakless Mountaineer. See, doesn't that sound good?
You know, there used to be some kind of law in this country about not having titles.
Interesting. I'm told that if you take your lordship certificate down to ye old government agency, like the DMV, for example, when you're trying to renew your license, that if you just take it in, that they will add Lord to the front of your name on your driver's license. So when you get pulled over, you can pull the lordship card.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That would require that I go down to DMV and get a license.
You must release me, peasant.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you are already subscribing to the government identification fraud, then you may trick them. So
I will say this. It was not obnoxiously expensive to do. Like, it was well within the reason of, like, I'm just going to throw some money at this just for the fun of it. So, yeah.
Nice. All right, well, switching gears a little bit.
Well, I did have general note on this. Like, it seems to me like, and I could be wrong on this, but it seems like we used to have a much better idea of just what was healthy human behavior. Mm-hmm. And that included things like talking to each other with our faces.
Oh.
And seeing, like, and, like, moving around and getting sunlight and just a general idea of what it was like to be healthy. And it seems to me there's been this massive shift of, if a scientist cannot show a chemical, material cause for this to be unhealthy, then it must be healthy. And if they can't show a physical, chemical cause for why this is healthy, well, then it's not healthy. And it's this strange worship of the priesthood of our universities that we have to listen to them on absolutely everything and listen to absolutely nothing of what we've inherited in just gut instincts and basic culture.
Well, and the majority of people that I am not fond of who say things like, well, you know, it's the science. That's why I think the way that I do.
If that were true, they would change their mind when the science changed.
Right.
And they don't.
But what they're doing is they're subscribing to the science authorities presented to them by the government.
Sure.
Not investigating it on their own. In other words, the television is feeding them the science.
Right.
Right? Instead of looking it up for themselves, they're going, oh, well, if the government says scientist X is telling me the truth, then he must be telling me the truth.
Well, it's awful convenient because the people on the television all agree with each other.
Yeah.
And almost like there's only one opinion being offered.
To be fair, it would be prohibitively expensive and inefficient if everyone had to do the science on their own. Right?
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Science
yeah.
papers tell you this. News reports report it, whatever. And if you want to go like, well, I need to verify that on my own, you have to conduct your own independent study going through all this, and then your neighbor has to do the same thing, and then nothing else gets done because everyone's trying to verify this one thing.
Right.
So at some point, right, you weigh the cost of trusting the experts with whatever it is they're supposed to be an expert in,
yep.
with verifying information on your own,
yep.
right? Like same with, you know, mechanics and plumbers and electricians,
right?
You go like, well, he knows more about this. I'm going to listen to that guy.
And there's a lot of things where they do the science and they find out, oh, yeah, this sort of common sense idea that people have been operating under, yes, it's verifiable. Like it was a big thing that, yeah, stress makes you sick. Like, yeah, having stress hormones in your body lowers your immune system, and they had to go through all this research to prove it, and number one, we still don't really operate like that. Like, it never seems to gain traction when they actually verify these common sense things. It doesn't change the way that people behave.
And again, because most of the people going like, well, I trust the science, it's a virtue signal, as opposed to, I actually trust the science.
Right.
They trust the science that backs their already pre-existing beliefs, and then they ignore everything else. Just like everyone does on most things.
Another thing that's bothering me is, and I don't have the article in front of me, I read it yesterday or the day before, there is something, they labeled it, it's called the silence pandemic now, right? Because, you know, they're finding a number of people that they're testing, are testing as positive for the coronavirus, but they're asymptomatic, so they show no symptoms. In other words, they're not sick. So, yeah. But now it's called a silent death. So we have to treat otherwise healthy people.
It's even more scary.
Yeah,
now.
Otherwise healthy people, right? This is the first time I can remember in my lifetime where otherwise healthy people are deemed sick because they didn't pass a medical test.
Well, they started that from the beginning, right? The asymptomatic carrier was a big deal. So from March or whatever, it was like everyone must be treated as if they're sick. Because there's no way to tell if you're not sick.
Right, Schrodinger's virus. Yep.
And because the gestation period of the virus was 2 weeks, you always had to treat everyone as if they were sick, because they may not show symptoms for 2 weeks, so you never are certain at whether or not they are asymptomatic or they have it and aren't passing it.
I had a coworker who had one of these COVID tests, tested negative, and they told her, well, we're getting so many false negatives back that we're still going to have to lock you up for 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
So then don't bother with the test. Just lock up for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Well, that wouldn't be very scientific now, would it?
No. The scientific thing is if you test negative, you treat it as negative until it's falsified otherwise. That's the scientific thing.
These two-week lockups, I have an article, I'll see if I dig it up. I have it saved for show prep, about New Zealand. And they're actually calling these two-week places, they're calling them prisons.
Because they are.
They're very luxurious prisons. So the question is, what makes a prison, right?
The inability to leave.
So, right, exactly. So there were, somebody had called them prisons, and then like a bunch of people who, you know, were in these 2 week prisons for their, you know, isolation period of time, whatever, you know, quarantine.
A cage is still
right?
A cage.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, but this prison, they bring me lattes from Starbucks, and I have free Wi-Fi. And it's like, you're still not allowed to leave.
Yeah, there's a mini documentary on, like, Scandinavian prisons, which is like an open model for, you know, low offenses.
Yeah.
Right? And it's basically that. They have an apartment, they do their own laundry, they walk around, and there's like a line out in the field somewhere that they're just not allowed to cross.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, they exist in the community as free as can be. You just can't cross that line.
That sounds a lot like cattle.
Sure. But they are prisoners who have committed whatever offense they have.
Yeah.
But it's just a more humane model of prisons.
Free-range prisoners.
There's so much money being made off of prisons, I wonder if this is a niche market that hasn't been tapped. The luxury prison. You know, we increase our recidivism rate by just, you know, bringing you Starbucks lattes.
And if you were to privatize the prison industry, more so.
So then prisons start... Oh, that would be a good use for all the malls that have closed.
Hey, there you go.
Right? Like, now the malls are converted into prisons, and so the food courts are, well, they're food courts again, right? And you could have prisoners doing the mall walks.
Or
right?
A ghost town. Convert a ghost town into a prison. Just now, you guys just aren't allowed to leave town.
We may have carried this idea a little too far. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have David calling from California. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, I heard you talking about the COVID testing and the trap of two weeks.
Yes.
I don't know if you ever paid attention at the very beginning, but the World Health Organization, and of course the World Health Organization is older than the United Nations, and the United States has funded, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars into the World Health Organization, and then Trump threw it away, right? Their tests were 7 cents a piece, and that's how they handled Wuhan, and that's why Wuhan has so few deaths, is because their tests were pretty quick. I don't think they were 15 minutes, but they were within a day or so.
Well, and if there weren't so many regulations, then there would be cheap tests.
So Americans need to subsidize this non-governmental organization?
We the people can use the World Health Organization test.
Hey, David, hold that thought. We'll bring you back after the break because I would like to hear more of what David has to say on the subject. I know he has called before, and he usually has intelligent things to say. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. Have you been quarantined for 2 weeks? We'd love to hear from you about your story of what happened. Did you have a luxurious 2 weeks prison, or was yours less than satisfying?
On a multidimensional probe, the Cisgov Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Cisgov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bing Books at Bing.com for more.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we'll get to your calls and your thoughts in just a bit. Tonight, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up Divi, the masternode, was super easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Let's go back to David in California. David, you had some further thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, it's just the science about the COVID testing, that the World Health Organization had a test that was basically a good one for 7 cents apiece, and that they were able to spot cases early. You know, if you can get somebody within the same day, you know, then you can make sure they self-quarantine instead of them wandering around for 2 weeks. And the tests that we had in America were two-week tests. And it was amazing that we threw away the World Health Organization tests just to go with, and to back this up, there's an article called Jared's Testing Plan Goes Poof. And if you look that up in Vanity Fair, you're going to read about not only was Jared commissioning $100 tests and $1,000 tests and whatnot instead of 7 cents, but that he was actually commissioning them to companies that had no ability to make them. And then if they were damaged tests, they were giving them waivers of liability. And so they were selling crap tests to school districts, to counties, to states, and they were selling faulty tests at $100 a piece, and so that's why we're behind. Trump intentionally wasted our relationship with the World Health Organization, which is an organization that we helped create.
I have a hard time, though, David, with organizations that put the word world in their own titles.
An epidemic work?
Well, I want a point of clarification first, because the two-week time frame, to me, wasn't related to the testing period, but was related to the gestation period of the virus.
Right, to see symptoms.
Right, you couldn't tell whether or not you had it up to 2 weeks out, so the only way to be sure you were clear of it was to quarantine for 2 weeks. Right, and then if you were asymptomatic at day number one, and you were asymptomatic at day number two, or day number 14, I should say, 2 weeks out, then you were clear of the virus for that period. Now, if you walk out the door on day 14 and you happen to cross someone who has it, well, then you got to do the whole 2 week thing over again. So it was less about the testing and more about that part of it.
Well, but if you go into a group of people blind, and you're able to pull out those that already have it, and then you keep track of those that were sitting around with those same people, and you say, why don't you go home and self-quarantine for 2 weeks? And if you start showing symptoms, come to us right away. And the World Health Organization didn't believe in privatized medical care, and you got to show your card and wait for a bureaucrat to tell you whether or not you're covered. The World Health Organization made sure that everybody felt free and comfortable coming to the clinic if they felt like they had symptoms. And then you would know what apartment blocks or what neighborhoods had it already, what neighborhoods seemed to be clear.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them that information, personally.
Well, that's how World Health Organization's been doing for basically 100 years.
My concern with this is the false positives, though. So, I mean, from all of the information that I have, they've never done what they ordinarily do when they're testing for a disease. They reach a point of what they call a gold standard, which is basically where you have minimized the number of false positives that you're going to get from this, where you have checked and made sure that, okay, here's someone who doesn't have this, we're sure of that, and this test has shown that they don't have it.
Well, because they're not using the WHO test.
The issue is whether or not you can use a standardized test that is so cheap and so effective that you can basically tell whether, 80-90% of them with accuracy. You know, and upwards is great. But if you can say, in other words, I don't know if you all are fans of old radio, but I think there's an episode in Suspense about the World Health Organization, and this is an episode that was 10 years before the United Nations. So there's none of this fear about UN this and mandates and all this sort of junk. The World Health Organization episode had them coming into a mining town in South America, I think, and the vaccine that the guy's carrying all of a sudden disappears. It gets stolen. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the mining, the mining kingpin in that county steals the World Health Organization vaccine. And so they've got to track it down and make sure everybody gets access to it rather than just the employees of the Fat Cat.
This sounds like a script from a movie or something.
It's real. You know, I mean, it's the same kind of junk. World Health Organization has had to deal with that stuff.
But if the World Health Organization walked in here with the vaccine, they would meet some resistance if they tried to force me to take it.
Well, it's not whether or not it's a vaccine, it's the test.
Or a test. And if the World Health walks in here with a test, they would meet some resistance if they try to force me to take it.
Well, I can laugh. I've seen stuff, the Titanic. Would you refuse to use a lifeboat? Would you, give every excuse about jumping overboard on a sinking ship? The fact of the matter is COVID is real.
I didn't say it wasn't real.
Okay. So the testing, and I urge you to read this article, Jared's Tests Go Poof. It's in Vanity Fair because it talks about him commissioning faulty tests. And whole school districts end up buying crap tests and then wasting their money and wasting their time and spreading the disease because they're crap tests.
Sure.
And they didn't use World Health Organization. And the fact is, look at the date that Trump started smearing the reputation of the World Health Organization.
So he those that want to take the test
December
should do
28th.
Their due diligence and find a working test that they trust.
December 28th is when Trump knew how deadly it was, and days later...
Trump should neither get in the way of people trying to take that test that want to take it, nor require people that don't want to take it to take it.
Yeah.
Well, look at it this way. If the United States government helped fund the World Health Organization and helped sponsor those tests...
Give the money back to the people.
Why would you be afraid to take it?
Give the money back to the people.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. We do appreciate it. We're talking about a disease that more than 99% of people are going to recover from, much less, all this asymptomatic
people.
Being
funded by the U.S. government can still be dangerous.
I don't need a test. 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The race for the White House in the home stretch. Both presidential candidates are in battleground states Sunday trying to stir up last-minute support. President Trump told supporters in Michigan that former Vice President Biden's stance on NAFTA cost that state jobs.
Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars. Michigan lost half of its auto job thanks to Biden's NAFTA and China disasters.
At an event in Philadelphia, Biden criticized the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic, calling it almost criminal.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. It's almost criminal the way he has handled it. On day one of my presidency, I'm going to put in action a plan I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing.
This is USA Radio News. The United Kingdom may be in lockdown longer than initially anticipated. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a four-week lockdown in the country on Saturday, but a senior minister says it may last longer if coronavirus cases don't fall fast enough. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove said Sunday that the government will review the progress of the virus on December 2nd, the announced date of the end of the new lockdown. Gove says that if the data doesn't warrant it, the lockdown will continue. The UK reported more than 23,000 new COVID cases on Sunday, with more than 46,000 dead. The country has suffered the largest death toll from the virus in Europe. Tropical Storm Eta continues to gather steam in the Central Caribbean Sea. The season's 28th named storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane on Monday, and forecasters expect it to hit the northeastern coast of Nicaragua on Tuesday. Eta has tied a record for the most named storms in a single hurricane season. 2020 now shares the record with 2005. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Sunday night edition. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we're going to shift gears. And we want to talk a little bit about this article that Richie Rich brought in. It is satire.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
Depending on your perspective. This comes to us from ZeroHedge.com, and the the headline reads, "The Official Babylon Bee Voter's Guide." Now, for those of you who don't know, Babylon Bee is a website much like The Onion that specializes in satire.
And I've got the real Bee link pulled up as well.
Oh, so, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So we want to get to that. But first, let's go to the phones. We have James from Arizona calling in. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
And he's gone.
James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Passed out in a drunken stupor.
James going twice. James going three times. Hey, there he is. James, what's on your mind?
Bonjour, El Capitan. Basley Cool. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, Richard, this Mountaineer. Can I ask you a question? In all seriousness?
Go ahead.
If a lunatic were to make like Mark Edgington, as his friend Christopher Cantwell said once, with a wrench or something like that, and incapacitated Laura Edgington, and then that lunatic gave Laura Edgington's murderer a lift to the airport and a ticket to ride anywhere they want. How many years in prison do you think that lunatic should do, if any days in prison?
All of them.
Thanks for the call, James. Huh, what an interesting topic. So, anyway,
to follow.
Circling back to this article from ZeroHedge.com, the official Babylon Bee's voter guide, Richie Rich.
I think this is important because, hey, we're getting so close to Tuesday, man. And so if you're going to be voting, you got to follow the official Babylon Bee Voters Guide. Because, as you know, this election is the most important election
in our lifetime.
Experts say it may be even the most important election since the formation of the universe over 6,000 years ago. Experts also say that if your candidate loses and the other candidate wins, democracy and freedom will be destroyed for all eternity. See, it's not all satire. That's out there. The only way to stop the apocalypse is to vote as hard as you can and totally own the other side. See? That is satire.
Vote harder.
Vote earlier. To ensure success on voting day, be sure to follow these important tips. Number one. Call Mark Zuckerberg on the phone to ensure you're at the right voting place.
I'll stop you right there because we like to pronounce things correctly here on Free Talk Live, but we have to say Zuckerberg because if we said the real pronunciation, it would violate the FCC. So that Z would be an F, and then, you know, we couldn't say that. So we are using Zuckerberg as a placebo.
Okay, I thought I really actually said something wrong there. Number two, binge watch Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow the night before, so you'll be fully informed.
I'm convinced that that's what people actually do.
Right, so I told you, this is not all satire, man.
That's where 100% of the important information is. I mean, if it was important, it would be on those two shows.
Okay.
Or maybe Tucker. Like, he's like surged in popularity recently for whatever reason.
He's hit or miss. Every now and again, he really does speak the truth, and I have no idea how he gets away with it on that show.
Yeah. Maybe I just see the clips because I don't watch the show, but if someone goes like, you got to check out this Tucker clip, I'll totally watch it, and sometimes on point.
Yeah.
Tip number three, look for any candidate with an R next to their name and vote for him so Jesus won't cry.
Oh, that's important. You don't want to make Jesus cry, do you?
Well, and tip number four... is a little bit contradictory, I guess. Look for any candidate with a D next to their name and vote for them to end racism forever.
Also very important.
Well, don't What's you want important? To end racism without a crying Jesus?
How do you do that?
Well, you've got to vote for all the ones with the D and the R.
And D and the R?
Yes.
So L, forget it. L doesn't get on there at all.
Well, Jesus will cry if you vote for L and...
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, you know, as everyone's aware, like, there was this thing that was said in a publication that had Ron Paul's name on it, and if you take that a certain way, then, therefore, all libertarians are racists.
So, a buddy of mine has a good voting strategy. He says, bet money that the person you don't like is going to win.
Mm.
That, and then vote however you want. Because that way, if your candidate wins, you're happy because your candidate wins.
Mm-hmm.
And if your candidate loses, you win money.
And so you're happy.
Right, so you're happy. You're like, oh, at least I made some money off of this.
So you've got some a little nest egg for the world going to, yeah.
Right. And so my other friend goes, oh, yeah, you just like bet that the libertarian's going to win. And I go, well, then that's a lose-lose, man, because that's not going to happen, and you're going to lose money. So there's clearly a strategy there. I'm going to stop counting because I might lose count and I'm going to embarrass myself. Next one. Make sure and write the correct answers on your arm so you can refer to them while voting.
Oh, like the cheat sheet, right?
There you go.
Write the answers to your test on your palm of your hands and look at them while you're taking the test?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell anyone, but they let you bring your phone into this test.
Oh, it's an open notes test?
You can use your calculator and everything.
Oh, man. Making me excited to not go and do that. Next one. Remember, not voting is the same as being a member of Antifa or the KKK. Oh, so now I got to choose.
Both of them at the same time.
Is that possible? Can you do that?
Well, no, really, if you think about this, because a vote for Trump is a vote against Biden, and a vote for Biden is a vote against Trump, and if you vote third party, then whichever one of them you like less, you are voting for.
Okay.
I mean, that's what people tell me. Like, the Biden supporters are all telling me, hey, if you vote Jorgensen, it's really a vote for Trump. And the Trump supporters are telling me, hey, if you vote Jorgensen, it's really a vote for Biden.
So as the person
I like to vote once and get two votes out of the deal.
As the person here not voting, should I turn in my membership card for Antifa or the Ku Klux Klan? Like, which do I have a better chance of fitting in with?
I don't know. They both seem to think that black people are completely incompetent. So, I mean, the KKK is better funded.
Let's not give them any ideas here, like about joining forces. I mean, that'd be horrible.
Against a common enemy. I'm not going to say who that is. Next one. Bring extra hydroxychloroquine with you and pass it out to everyone so you can all stay safe.
Hey, there we go.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Otherwise, you got to vote and then quarantine for 2 weeks until you can get your test.
It does say bring extra, implying that you already carry some, and that some is enough.
Well, that's for you. You right. carry enough for you. You got to bring extra to hand out.
But I don't know how much is enough for me.
Okay.
Like, so I don't know how much extra would be, right?
It's like Jesus with the two fish. You bring two fish, and then everyone eats. You bring your...
Well, so you've got to go get your doctorate before Tuesday. And then you'll know how much to bring.
Oh, okay.
Dr.
Now,
Lord
me,
Captain
Pickass. I know I'm safe because I had a transfusion and replaced all my blood with bleach.
on a recommendation of Donald Trump?
Exactly.
Is that what happened to your hair?
You know, if a little bit of bleach keeps you safe, if you just replace it entirely, then you're super safe.
You were a brunette before that happened, right?
The next one. Cough all over your ballot so Russian agents won't touch it and tamper with it. Next one. Go into the voting booth with your wife to make sure you approve of her choice.
Oh, God.
I almost have a feeling that's going to be backwards, right? They're going to come in with you to make sure that you make the appropriate vote.
Unrelated, have you guys seen the picture of Trump looking over like at Melania as she's voting? He's all peering
yes.
over.
just checking your exercise.
I thought that was pretty funny. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join us. We'll get to your calls and thoughts, and we have more Free Talk Live coming up for you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sometimes, and you know, if I were actually drumming on drums, I would not be playing the same thing the drummer is playing during the music. So
I tried to do the air guitar during one of the breaks just because you can't have like three drummers in the studio.
Nice, well done.
I just assumed your fists were dancing.
Were you lead guitar or rhythm?
Rhythm.
Okay, very well. This is Free Talk Live. In case you're wondering, you are in the right place for the live call-in talk radio show where you can take control of the air, talk about whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE.
I like that one better.
As in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord, Doctor, Reverend, Captain Kickass, and joining me...
Are you all those things?
Honorary Doctor.
Ah, nice. Nice. Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we are talking about these
tips. The man with infinite titles.
From Babylon Bee, the Babylon Bee official guide to voting. And we'll get to the rest of those in just a minute. But let's go to Padraig in New Mexico. You are on Free Talk Live.
He actually said it well. I need a cool name like you guys got.
Just make one up.
I remember Captain Kickass. Easy to remember.
I hope I didn't butcher your name too badly.
So well.
What's on your mind, Patrick?
What's on my mind is that I've listened to you guys for quite a while now, and that you talk about Bitcoin, but it confuses me because Bitcoin is traded on the internet, and there's been times when I've been when I go into places to purchase something, and I can't use my credit card or my debit card because their connectivity is down, not worldwide or not nationwide, but certain stores or certain places that I want to purchase something from, their computers are down.
Right.
They take cash. It's say cash only. So I know the government, I own my own business, and anything over $9,999 is tracked by the government, NSA. And I was just wondering, what happens if if solar flare happened or the internet went down or EMP blast happened, what would happen to Bitcoin?
It's a good question.
And I'll just let you guys answer it. You don't have to answer me the phone, but I'll listen to the radio. I was wondering what would happen to Bitcoin if the computer system, the network went down, if the World Wide Web got wiped out for 2 or 3 days, what would people do? That's
sure.
The question.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call. We'll go ahead and let you go there so you can catch up to the broadcast. It is an interesting question, a question that has been posed before. It's not a new question to me, but I would imagine many listeners have the same question, particularly if they're new to the cryptocurrency game. And believe it or not, it would still exist, technically.
Right.
It still exists if it's, you know, on a hard wallet, if it's saved to, you know, a computer drive somewhere.
Well, and so that's the thing there. The idea is that a strong enough EMP blast will essentially wipe all of the unshielded computers in the world.
Okay.
So if somewhere out there is a blockchain record in a system that was shielded, mm-hmm. then that has the entire record.
Right.
So,
but you wouldn't be able to do any new transactions and link it to that blockchain for those 3 days that it was down.
Mm. Yeah, while it was down, you wouldn't be able to get it. I wonder what would happen to our credit card records if that were to happen, because that's much fewer systems, and I mean, there are a lot of people into cryptocurrency that like to be prepared for things going wrong in weird ways, whereas I don't think that's a huge priority for credit card companies. I could be wrong. Maybe they do have a backup on a shielded drive somewhere, but I would think that would have more problems than cryptocurrency.
That's usually what I liken it to. Like, whenever I hear that doomsday scenario, I go, well, you're going to be screwed. Right.
Yeah. For one thing.
For a while.
But,
yeah.
But there's no power, and with no power, there's no food and water.
Right.
So we're going to have different priorities.
With no power comes no responsibility.
But if that happens, right, Bitcoin will go down. Right. You'll have the backup on some blockchain that hopefully got shielded.
Right.
But the entire banking system goes down with it. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So the only thing that you have is like the cash in your pocket, and the goods that you then have to trade.
Right.
Right. So if you're worried about Bitcoin because of that, you're on the wrong track, because that's just as good as like being worried about that with the bank.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, at least in my mind, what I'm hearing is that Bitcoin is actually likely far more resilient than any state-based currency.
Yes,
because of its decentralization and global network effect.
Right.
Right? So, like, I know that the internet, being a network, can be affected by EMPs, and if there is something like a solar flare that wipes out the electricity for, I don't know, the whole northeastern seaboard of the United States, Bitcoin still exists, and it still functions in the rest of the network, and then when the network for that area, which has been blacked out by the EMP from the solar flare, comes back online, then right. Everything just resumes as normal.
Right.
You would catch up to the network with your transaction.
And even if you have a full global solar flare EMP event, I mean, yeah, it's going to be rough for a while, but I'm convinced that we will end up back with electricity and back with the internet. There will probably be changes. I'm sure that there will be a lot more focus on wireless networks for mm-hmm. most of it, but I mean, we will be back with the internet.
Yeah. The blockchain is far more decentralized than any credit card company.
Right.
Right.
So the other question that I would have for the actual experts in Bitcoin is this a problem that could be solved with the Lightning Network? Right. Because the Lightning Network doesn't require constant access to the blockchain, right? It resolves in blocks later.
Right.
So you do faster transactions that are on the Lightning Network,
and then it broadcasts
and then it resolves
later, right? Right. So if you did a transaction on the Lightning Network and the Bitcoin network was down, it would just remain sort of in this limbo state on Lightning until the Bitcoin network came back up, and then the transaction would process.
So you could do a Lightning-to-Lightning transfer to do daily trades, and then that will all resolve if and when the network gets up and running.
Right.
In my mind.
Might be getting into the weeds here, but in the lifeboat scenario of an EMP taking out the planet, all of your trades that you you've put on the Lightning Network are probably gone. Like, all of the ones that are between the last time that they did a block shift.
Right.
Those are gone.
Yeah.
Right. But then so are your credit card transactions. So is everything not cash.
Now,
right? You're not going to be able to go to the ATM and pull out an extra $100. It's gone.
Right.
Right. You have what you have on you and the goods you have available to trade.
But then when the internet comes up, the blockchain record is still likely to be on someone's somewhere.
Right.
And it's the same blockchain network. So it has every transaction logged on it.
Right.
So.
But the banking records are going to go back to that last paper transaction that you can hope the bank will recognize.
Now, there's something else to be said about the ability to do Bitcoin transactions on paper.
Mm. Right, but eventually
you can have
that
paper wallets.
Right, but even the paper wallet resolves to the network.
Right.
It's not, you know, unless you have a paper wallet with a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, and then you start handing it, like, yeah, I promise you, this is a dollar's worth of Bitcoin.
If you had two smartphones in Faraday cages when this event happened, you could still do a phone-to-phone cryptocurrency transaction.
Right.
Right.
But then that would eventually resolve to the blockchain.
Right, whenever the blockchain reestablishes itself. I need to point out to our listeners who might be confused by all this, the likelihood of some sort of global catastrophe that wipes out the internet for the entire planet. Not really likely to happen.
Highly unlikely, especially within the next 100 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Bitcoin doesn't require internet proper.
Right.
It just requires a network.
A network, right.
Nodes of interconnected blockchains that resolve with each other and call that the blockchain network.
Right. There's a lot of the preppers talk about the mesh networks that they would develop, you know, in sort of these grid down scenarios, or if the government turns off the internet switch or whatever, that they can build these mesh networks that, yes, cryptocurrency can flow over the mesh networks. It just needs a network in order
to
survive. So it's a good question. It's fun to, you know, sort of digest and, you know, talk about what might happen.
But you've also got bigger problems.
Yeah. I mean, if that is the actual thing that happens, you've got way bigger problems. I do, however, suggest...
I just want to know, will Starbucks have my latte if there is a global EMP event?
I suggest to our listeners that you diversify. You know, yes, if you're going to get into crypto, but also get into, you know, hard money, gold, silver, valuables, ammunition, you know, tradables.
Cigarettes, alcohol,
cigarettes,
ammo.
Alcohol, yeah. ATF should be a convenience
ammo.
Store, right?
Ammo, by far. You can trade it two ways.
Did you know that the shot of whiskey, is called a shot because you used to be able to trade one bullet for that pour of whiskey?
Probably still can.
855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.